Shear number two, question two, because we did one yesterday at the end of shear. Let's go. We got a lot to do, guys. Okay, let's begin. Ready? Okay. What's a machlokes b'men nechlekut rishonim adu shosak rav? Okay, the Gemara here says on Vavim and Beis, running on the Zion and Aleph, it asks, where do you put the tefach? Also tefach, anyone who doesn't have the questions are on the shtender. Okay? The new questions. You have, Izzy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we did one at the end of shir yesterday. Also tefach, echen ma'amidoi. The Gemara says the two in the tefach, that's fine. We pass like the chachamim. But the Gemara wants to know, where do you put it? So Gemara has a phrase in Nimrav, k'neged ha-yaitzei. So Rav Kahn and Rav Asi said to Rav, no, you should put a Keneged Rosh HaTur. So what does Keneged Rosh HaTur mean? Please get it. This is all within number two. According to the Marashal, what it means is, according to the Marashal, Pshat and Rashi, it means like this, okay? It means like this. Okay? That's the Marshal's shot in Rashi. Please get it. And then the Marshal's shot in Rashi is like this. Okay? That's the Marshal. So they said to Rav, you know, we don't think so. We think it'd be she connected Rosh HaTur. As Rashi says, Rosh HaTur is a diagonal, the way they do furrows, right? Remember Rashi described the way they do furrows is where they plow is like this. Remember? And it forms a what? Diagonal line. So is that diagonal like this or like this? Machlokes Marshal, Marshal, we said Pshat and Rashi. So I want you to get that. So they said to Rav, we don't think it's Keneged HaYotzei. Keneged HaYotzei meant what? Very simple. What does Keneged HaYotzei mean? This is Rav's opinion. Keneged HaYotzei just meant either, you know, like this, or like this, right? Very simple. They said, no, it's Keneged Rosh HaTur. So Rav was quiet. So what's a machlik you showing him whether he's quiet? Please get it. So one option is to say, we said that he was quiet, and the pashtus is the Balamor writes that he was quiet because he ignored them. He didn't hold that they were right. Thought they were wrong. That's the Balamor. However, others say that that's impossible to say, that he was quiet because he wasn't chayshish, unless it's muchach kain. You have to prove to me that that was the case. Okay? There are others that say not that way. The Balamor happens to be what docha that, but other Rishonim say you can't say that unless you know for sure from the Gemara. And then there is a third approach. Please get that. That is the Balamor himself. The Balamor says that there's another approach to say he was quiet because he accepted their words. Shtika ko da. That's what the Balamor himself quotes. Okay? So the Ritva adds on, and I want you to get this. The Ritva adds on, he says, you know what? He says, it could very well be the shtika of Rav has a implication of Hoda, like other Chaverim, that would not be Mazaz, but covered Chaverim. But we find that shtika many times is when you ignore the other persons, when a Talmud asks a question, the Rav is quiet. But Rav Kahn and Rav Asi were not Talmidim of Rav. They went to a Shiurim, but they weren't Talmidim. So the Ritva writes, it's very possible to say that Rav admitted to their words, but since Shmuel and Levi, Lamais, in the next few lines of the Gemara, Paskin like Rav, you have to say that what? He was ignoring them. Because the shtika lemaisen, you see, normally I wouldn't say shtika meant I was ignoring them. I only say it by a Rebbe and a Talmud. And they weren't a Rebbe and Talmud relationship. So I really wouldn't say that shtika was ignoring. But here I can say shtika is ignoring because there are shitas in the Gemara Viter that say that Rav is right. That it says keneged HaYotzei. And not keneged what Rosh HaTur. So the Ritva's addition is that at the end of the day, I agree the shtika was what? I agree the shtika was that he was ignoring them. Normally we don't say that unless it's a Talmud to a Rav. This wasn't a Talmud to a Rav. So how do I know that? Because there are other shitas after that to side with Rav. That said, keneged HaYotzei. So therefore, it could very well be he was ignoring them when they said Rosh HaTur. So at the end of the day, what does the Ritva hold? That he was ignoring them with the shtika. But not just Stam because of a Talmud to a Rebbe, because it wasn't a Talmud to a Rebbe. It was because there are other shitas in Gemara. So to summarize number two, one shot is to say As the Balamor quotes Lamaisa, one pshat is to say he ignored them. The other pshat is to say you can't say that he ignored them unless it's Mukhach in the Gemara. And that's what the Ramban says. And Lamaisa, it's possible to say the Balamor goes on and says a different pshat that maybe Shtike Ko'odah that he admitted. And then the fourth pshat was the Ritva who said that he ignored them, but the notion of ignoring is only said by Shtika with a Talmud to a Rebbe. They were not a Talmud to a Rebbe. So why do you say that here? Because there are other Shtikas in the Gemara that agree, Kenegat Ayotze. What is Kenegat Ayotze? Like I wrote on the board, classical. Like that or that. Not like diagonal, okay, which is Kenegat Rosh Hatur. Okay? Kenegat Ayotze, Marty, is those two. Okay? Very good. What are you? That's number two. Let's go to number three. How is Yushalmi Mazbe the Machlekes between the Chachamim and Reb Shimon? So Tosus in the bottom of Vavim and Beis quotes a drasha, very interesting drasha, from the Pasuk in Navi, in Yeshaya, that same Pasuk. But the Yushalmi had a different take. The Bavli's take we learned yesterday was to have an enclosure on four sides and no rain gets in. What's the Yushalmi's take? The following drasha. Sukkah Tiel Etzel Yoma Mechorv is one. It's referring to the Schach. Lemechsu Lemister is referring to two walls. Mizeramat is referring to two other walls. Chisel it down, the Lacham and Shemusina, you go to 4 to 3 in a Tefach. And the Rabbanan say Mizeramat is only one. So they have three, chisel it down to 2 in a Tefach. So in other words, the Yushalmi is a different take than the Bavli. They count out numbers from that Pasuk in what? That Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Bavli had an approach that it's considered to be what? A shelter. So if it's considered to be a shelter, that's a completely different approach. Okay, that answers number one, number three. Four. Here you are, Ephraim. Number four. What does Toysen Dav Zayin ask from the Gemara Erevin, Tazvira Uv Deshama? I want you to know the case of the Gemara Erevin as we went through it there, Lamaisa. Okay? There is a kasha, my pleasure. It says, in Dav Zayin Amanaf on the top, I don't understand how could there be an opinion that says diagonal. The Gemara says in Erevin that if there's air on both sides, it should destroy the what? The diagonal. And what is the case in the Gemara in Erevin? So the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Yud Amud Beis elucidates a case of a Mavui, correct, Dani? But the case in the Mavui is that the Gemara is dealing with, if you have a Mavui that is 10, 20 amas wide, the Gemara says you could stick a stick in the middle, and therefore each one is only 10 amas a breach, and the Gemara says, we don't paskin like that shita. Gemara says, we don't paskin like that, but if you want to what? Let's say again, you have 20 amas. If you have a pirtza that's bigger than 10 amas, is a problem by a mavui. If it's exactly 10, it's fine. So here you stick a stick in the middle, so each breach is 10. So 10 is fine. More than 10 is a problem. 1 second, are you? So the Gemara says, we don't paskin like that din. You can't do it like that. The Gemara says you got to do it much better. So the way you do it much better is that look at this. You have a pirtza of 10, then you put a plank of 3. And then you have 2 amas space. Parts, amud is merubah parts, yes? There's 3 plank and 2 space. And then you only have a 10 amma breach, so that's fine. So the Gemara says, well, that was fine. And then the Gemara goes, vaita, maybe you can even break it down even further. So the Gemara says, well, you could even have an approach that it would be what? The Gemara says, you could even have an approach where the mavui is 5 amas wide. Mavui is 15 amas wide. If it's only 15 amas wide, you could again do 3-2. Because you're always doing amud merubah all parts. The principle that emerges from the Gemara that I want you to know is that basically, if you have space on one side and space on another side, and even though the amud is in the middle, that will destroy the amud in the middle. That will destroy the amud. And the Gemara actually says that if you have over mitzad echad, and you have over mitzad sheni, it's mevatel the amud lamaisa that will be in the middle. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Asavir the high gisa that the over from the pirtza of the ama, right mitzad sheni the eser amos mevatel the pas that's in the middle. So you have a big problem here. You put your keneged rosh hatur, you draw the diagonal, but there's over on both sides. If there's other over on both sides, Taisus asks you to destroy it. So how does it help? You're trying to say two in a tefach, that tefach should be destroyed by the fact there's over. That's Tosis Kasha. Please get it. So what is Tosis' answer? So that's number four. Okay, that's the case in Erevin. The case in Erevin, the Gemara is trying to close down a breach where by a mavui, that's more than what 10 amas. So the way you close it down is to create a scenario of am and rubal parts. But in that sugya, the Gemara elucidates, if there's more avir on one side and more avir on the other side than the amud in the middle, then asi avir mehai gisa, the airspace from one side, the avir from one on the other side, destroys the amud in the middle. If that's the case, you're in trouble here. How does the keneged what keneged a yotze work? How does keneged rosh atur work? There's avir on both sides. Okay. So that's Tosis Kasha, that's number four. Please get it. And that's the sugya, that's the case in Erevin. Please know the case in Erevin. You're trying to what? Make the mavui that's open kasha. You can't have a breach higher than wider than 10. Number five, that's four. Five, what's the teretz of Tosis? So Tosis gives a beautiful teretz. The teretz of Tosis is, he says that here, we're talking about a special situation. Here there's a tefach. A tefach is a mechitza d'oraisa. Halacha Moshe Mishinai, and therefore, if a tefach is a mechitza d'oraisa, I don't care about avr mahagisa. If it's considered to be a legitimate wall on its own, I don't care about the fact that there's avr on both sides. What was the example given? Tosus gave an example if you have the toilet. Remember you have the toilet? And you have the, I should have had you bring in the parish guy. You have the leather strap that goes over what you sit on, but there's a hole in the middle. So, but since there's airspace on each side of the thing, of each side of that string, so it destroys the string, and therefore what? Therefore, if there's a mace or piece of a mace in the toilet, someone who sits on it will become tummy. It's an expression of avir yir mahagisa mahagisa. But bini, if in our case, since it's a tefach, and the halacha Moshe Mishina deems the tefach as being a mechitza, then the avir mahagisa mahagisa does not apply because it's stark on its own, it's strong on its own. That answers number five. Six. What's the chiddush of Rav Simon? They same Rav Yehuda ben Levi. Let's get to it. Comes along Rav Yehuda. Okay, what's the chiddush of Rav Simon? They same Rav Yehuda ben Levi. The first one. He says an amazing thing. He says, I think you got to do something else with this tefach. What you have to do is set up a tefach sochek, which is 1.1. That's the way we like to say it, because sochek otzomos is what, like tight, right? And sochak is wide. So it's like 1.1, put it within 3 tefachim, 2.9 of the wall, and what you have is, based on Lovud, you have 1.1 plus 2.9 gets you 4, and therefore he says that's what you got to do with the what, the tefach. That's Rav Simon's chiddush straight up, I want you to know it. 1.1 plus 2.9, that is his Masorah, and Rav Simon, the same Rav Yehuda ben Levi, we said Rav Yehuda ben Levi was one of the was the Omara that not die. Gemara Ksubas Davai and Zayim and Beis. Serach Bas Asher and our Parsha doesn't die. There are a few people that did not die. Eliyahu Hanavi, we know did not die. So we find the Omara Reb Shuba, Reb Simon, quotes Reb Shuba Levi, and he says this Kiddush. This was his Masorah and how you utilize the Tefach. Okay? And the Vort being is because you want to have 4.0, which is a majority of what? 7, which is a Rove. Rove of what the minimum wall should be. Shiva Tvachim by Shiva Tvachim. That answers number what? Number six. Seven. L'shem ma'atzarach tefach sochek. Why must it be a tefach sochek? Why? Why do you have to have 1.1 plus 2.9 to get to 4? Just get to 3.6. You want to get a majority of 7, so that's 3.6. That was our kasha. We want to get to that. The kasha is l'shem ma'atzarach tefach. That's what the Ron asked. So we said, all the Rishonim asked that kasha. Okay? The Ron, the Ritva, let's get it. Tosfos. So we want to say like this. The Ron says less than 4 is not Chashev. It's a bogus. It's less than 4 Tvachim. You need at least to have 4 Tvachim. Less than that is bogus. That was the Ron's take. Okay? What did the Ritva say? You need a Rov Nikar Le'Nayim. 3.6, you got to have radioactive, eyesight. You got to have perfect eyesight, right, to get to that. You need to have, like, you know, bionic eyesight. So therefore you need 4.0, okay? Fine, that's the Ritva. Then Tosos we thought was different than the Ron. Tosos just said he need Rov Dofen. That was a Lashon at Tosos. We thought that was a little bit different than Ron. You need Rov Dofen. So I want you to get those three svaras, why we had to use a Tefach Sochek to get the 4.0, okay? It's not enough to just get the 3.6. Fine, that's number 7. 8, what was the Chiddush of the Aruch Lanier Lagabi Rubo Kakula? So the Aruch Lanier asked the Kasha. The Aruch Lanier asks, he says, I don't understand. There's a halakha Moshe Mishina of Lovud, right? So your mom did the tefach what? What's the whole void of Reb Simon B'Shem Reb Shub Ben Levi? You do 1.1 plus 2.9, yes? Correct? So he says, I don't understand. Does Allah HaMashiach Lavud, when you're ma'amid the tefach, less than 3 point tefachim, it's rov dofen. So what do you need Allah HaMashiach afilu tefach? What do you mean afilu tefach? Kolot or akulo, what do you say rubo kakulo? Nurse, where does you find the expression, halacha lamaisa, where do you find the expression of, you know, shlishis afilu tefach? Just utilize the lavud and you're done. You know, get to 3.6. Basically, what the Aruch Lanier is asking, why do you need 4.0? He's asking similar kasha. Just utilize lavud and that's it. Utilize lavud, right? And l'shem ma was the halacha afilu tefach. What do you mean afilu tefach? What do you need it for? So there's halacha mishnah to lavud. When you're ma'amid the tefach, you know, 1.1, less than 3 tefachim, it's 2.9 is 3.9. What do you mean afilu tefach? Just say rubo kakulo. So he said an amazing answer. The answer is you only say rubo kakulo, you don't say rubo kakulo by shiurim. Please get that. You're supposed to eat a kezias of matz on Pesach, correct, at the Seder. You're supposed to eat many kezias. When we get to Pesach, we'll chazer over how much we got to eat. But don't give me the business to eat rova. I ate rova kezias. That's ridiculous. If Hashem gave you a shear, you got to do the shear. Guy ate rov kezias of chaylev. Of course he's not chayev l'maisa or dam. By shiurim, you don't say rubo kakulo. And what is the shear here? The shear is that it should be what? By shiurim, we don't say a tefach. So rubo kakulo would not match the dofen sholim. You need a rov. You need it to be sholim. So if you need it to be sholim, so lamaisa, you need it to be what? 4.0. We're not going to say what? Rubo kakulo in that sense. And therefore, what is the halach l'moshe mesinai lamaisa ishlishis afilu tefach? That's what it means, halach l'maisa. You utilize it 1.1. And therefore, Lamaisa plus 2.9 will give you 4.0. Okay? Don't try to finagle though, you'll have what? You'll have 3.6 based on the principle of Rubo Kakulo. You cannot say Rubo Kakulo by Shirub. The Shir was a tefach, do 1.1 and done. You want to add on love with Gezutter Hate? You could do that. Yes, Matthew.
How does that work with the concept of
Chatzishir? Chatzishir is a different concept than Rubo Kakulo. Chatzishir is you eat a Chetzi Kazayas of Chayla Vichayev Karas, God forbid.
No, but then there is some type of.
Chetzi means up to 0.9. Right, but what I'm saying, the Rubo Kakulo is like you ate the whole thing. Chatzishir not Chayv Bisa.
Is it the end game?
No, because there's no onish. Chayv et Shomayim. No onish. Right, yes. That's number what? That's number
eight.
Let's go. What does Taisus say to your Maska Osa? The second Taisus. What does Taisus say in the second Taisus here? Taisus says an amazing Chiddush here. He says the reason why Halacha L'maisa, and he points out that it's not, you're not allowed to use, and this is an interesting chiddush, because, you know, why is there a need to do a tefach? That's what Taisus is bothered by in this second Taisus. Right? Why do you need a tefach sochak? Just use a stick that's a kol shu, and put it right next to what? The dolphin? Dolphin akuma less than 3 and do love it.
Why do you need a tefach what?
Exactly. Why do you need a tefach stick? Just do a little stick and put it within 3 of the wall and say love it. That's what Taisus is bothered by. So, Lamaisa, he points out, Halach Lamaisa, he points out that you need to have a Rov 4.0, like Rashi says, and as we said it, because you need Rov Dolphin. Okay? Because it's 7.1, we know, and therefore you need Rov Dolphin 4. That's the first Svara that Tosa says. So you cannot use a Kol Shu stick. You got to use a legitimate stick, 1.1, that gets you to what? 2.9, that gets you to 4 to have a Rov Chashev. Can't just use a little stick. You got me, Marty? And what's the second svara that Taisus says? The other reason why you can't use a little stick is because of what? What Taisus said in the previous Taisus. Devatel hayavira hayavira. If it's a little stick and there's avir on both sides, it's going to destroy the stick. Whereas the stick itself is a tefach, that's a mechitza, and therefore it's not going to be what? Messed with avir on one side and avir on the other side. So Taisus says a similar svara what he said in the top Taisus. So get those two svaras of Taisus. Number one, you can't use a little stick because you want to get the 4.0. Number two is if you use a little stick, the avir on both sides will destroy it.
Yeah,
but it's all, not just practical, Binny, it's in Lumbus. That's what Taisus said in the top Taisus, the previous Taisus we did. That you can avir my geese, you're going to have a problem with it, right? Because there's a space. There's a space that's going to destroy it, right? Don't give me love with Lamaisa. Remember we said don't give me love in that case? Because the stick is so small, it's not gonna be able to help you. Okay? The Asa Avir Maigis, it's gonna be able to what? It's gonna be a problem. So you need at least a what? At least a tefach in order that the other won't be vatal. It's interesting because you are putting it within Lavan. It's a little stick, put it within Lavan. There's Avar on one side, a lot of Avar. There's only a little bit of Avar on the other side. But you, it seems like you can only say Lavan by something that's legitimate. You understand what I'm saying? I would have said, say Lavan and broke it up. But it seems this cloud of having airspace on one side, airspace on the other side, will seem to override Lavan, and therefore only something that's legitimate on its own, like a Tefach, will help you out. That's what we said. Okay, that answers number what? Number 9. Let's go, 10, guys. Okay, Don, you with me? Number 10. What's the din of sukkah that's made like a mavui? Lefi Rav Yehuda, or Lefi Rabbi Simon, the same Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Okay, let's get this. We said that many people forget about Rav Yehuda Shita. But we chazer the Gemara, there's a Shemuel, so we don't forget any Shita. And Rav Yehuda came along and he said the following. Rav Yehuda came along and he said, you know what? In my opinion, if you have a sukkah that's mavui kemafulish, as wall parallel to the other wall, not like an L, not like a gamma, if it's a mavui kemafulish, he said an amazing chiddush. What did he say? You could put a tefach anywhere you want. That was Rav Yehuda's shita. Please get it. Straight up. You could put the tefach anywhere you want. You have two parallel walls, put it on one wall, put it on the other wall. That's fine. No problem. That's Rav Yehuda. Don't forget about the shita. You can skim over Rav Yehuda. Comes along Rav Simon, B'shem Rav Shua ben Levi, says, I beg to differ. Because you're starting already off on a problem because you have parallel walls. You don't have an L. You don't have a gamma. So what do? You have to create a pas. What's a pas? A board that's 4 tefachim wide, 4 and 1, we said, arbu mashu, and put it within what? 3 tefachim of the wall. So what's 4.1 plus 2.9? You're going to get 7. Excellent. And therefore, what I've created, what I've created, a third wall. That is Rabbi Shua, Rav Simon Meshem, Rabbi Shua ben Levi's pshat. Argues on Rav Yehuda. Okay? So that's why I wrote in the question, mavui mafulish. Kim mavui? When I write asui kim mavui, I mean mafulish. I should have written in mafulish, but you'll get that in 10. That's the question. Is it enough just to put a tefach anywhere, like Rav Yehuda, on the walls? It's got to be attached to one of the walls, but you don't need a pas arba. Rav Simon Meshem, you need a pas arba, 4.1 plus 2.9. That's 10. 11. What's the difference between a sukkah that's like an L, like a gamma, smuchos, and between a sukkah that's a mavui according to the Gemara? The Gemara asked our kasha. Within Rav Simon, what do you say? Why is it that when Rav Simon says when it's two parallel walls, you need a pas arba, 4.1 plus 2.9? And then when it came to what? When it came to the din of what? The L, what did he say? All you got to do is what? What did he say when it came to the L? Oh, you just do what? You just do one tefach, halach l'maisa, but samach la what? No. Tefach sochak, 1.1, finish it up, Ephraim. Oh, but it's got to be within dolphin, it's got to be within lava.
Yeah.
So again, why when it's parallel walls, do you have to do more of extravagant thing, and do what? Pas arba, within what? Within the lava. Whereas when it came to the L, all you had to do was what? Tefach sochak, within lava. Gemara asked the kasha. So Gemara answers like this. Please get it. When it comes to the what? The situation of the L, you have two legitimate walls. So all you got to do is a tefach sochak, that's enough. And that's considered to be fine. Halach l'maisa. And you do still have to put it within 3 tefachim, we said, to create a what? 7 wall. That you still got to do. But when it comes to what? The parallel case, the two walls where they're not touching, where they're not an L or a gamma. So therefore, l'maisa, if you have pas arba, then you're creating a dolphin. Because you have no dolphin. You have no third wall. So you got to be much more creative. So you need to be pas arba within 4.1 plus 2.9. Whereas in the case where it's an L, you already have 2 defanos. Therefore what? Therefore you don't have to be as creative. Just do 1.1 plus 2.9. That's how the Gemara distinguishes between the two cases. Please get it. Okay? This is how we chazer it over. We need a klor. Jacob, you got me? In the Gemara. I want you to know a klor. Okay? A lot of people say, look at Daf Zayin. They say it's so hard. It's not so hard after if you umel on it. Here, Dovi. Okay? Let's go. What number are we up to? That was 11. 12. Let's. I can't hear you. It is two walls, but Labais, they're not touching one another. Not Arivan. So you're lacking something. Whereas two and already are a higher Madrega. So if there's a higher Madrega, I don't have to be as creative with the third Tefach. But when they're like this, they're Mefulish, I have to be much more creative and work at it. Okay, that's number what? That's number 11. 12. What are the 3 Lashonas of Rava and Daf Zayin? Lefi Rashi v'Taisus. Let's get it. The Gemara says that Rava came along and said, you know what? I want to tell you something. I have a different one take on what that tefach should be. And my take is as follows. The first one is that Rava says, halacha l'maisa, the first one is that you need a tzuris ha-pesach. And when the Gemara says tefach, it's lav dafka. When the Gemara says tefach, it's lav dafka, we said. Remember that? It doesn't really mean a tefach. It means what? It means a tzuris ha-pesach. What we said it meant is that how do you fill a tefach? Half of the stick is what? One stick is half a tefach. The other stick, svi, is what? The other stick is other half a tefach. So that's how you fulfill it according to what? That's how you fulfill it according to who? According to Rava. What's the second lashon of Rava? Rava says you can do either or. You can use a tefach or you can use tzuris ha-pesach. What is tzuris ha-pesach? What dafen shas erevin yud alef amesh? Kon mikan v'kon agaveyin. You got to know that. That's how community erevin are made. So he says either or is good. You can use a tefach straight up or you can use a tzuris ha-pesach. Okay? Either or is considered to be good. Okay? But that new option does not need to be a tefach. Each pole that is vertical could be a kol shu.
Isn't also you can use both?
Either or, we said. Either or. Well, that's the second day. Then the third day is that what you need to use both. Okay, again, the three shitas are the following, Donnie. Let's get it. Number one, tzuris ha-pesach, meaning chetzi tefach, one pole, chetzi tefach, the other pole. What's the second shita, Rava? Either or. What do you mean either or? Either use a tefach, or you can what? Use a tzuris ha-pesach. And the tzuris ha-pesach does not have to be chetzi tefach, chetzi tefach. It can be a kol shu. And what's the third approach? The third approach is you need both. You need the what? You need the tefach. And what else do you need? You need the tzuris ha-pesach as well. Okay? You need the tefach. Has to be what? And the third approach is interesting, is that you have a tefach, which is what? The tefach is within Lavid. It itself is a tefach, and it's four lamaisa plus the tzuris ha-pesach. This is what we have here. See that? That's number three shita. Okay? But we had a machloikis. Please get this. Are these three shitas arguing one another or not? So I want you to get this. We had two approaches. Rove of the Rishonim, Rashi, Taisis, Riff, Rosh, Ron, the Ritva. They all say that all three Lishonos are arguing with each other. However, we had a different reading. No, this is all within number 12, okay? This is all within number 12. So again, there are three different Lashonos according to Rov Rishonim arguing another. However, we had a different shita. The Aruch, the Baal HaMor quoted the Aruch that said no. That the second two Lashonos are arguing what the first Lashon meant. Please get that. The last two Lashonos are arguing what the first Lashon meant. They're not three distinct Lashonos, said the Aruch. The Aruch was one of the great Rishonim. All the Rishonim are great. He wrote a dictionary. The Baal HaMor quotes the Aruch. Ayin Reish Vav Chaf. Sofi. Okay, we got it? The other approach is that the last two Lashonos are arguing what the first Lashon meant. Okay, that's 12. 13. What's the Machlech Lashon how to understand the three Lashonos of Rava? Let's get it. Yes, Ariel, go ahead. Yeah, the Aruch writes, he's a mute Shita, but he claims they're not three Lashonos. The last two Lashonos are arguing what Rava meant in the first Lashon. When Rava said, Amar Rava, any niteres al b'tzuris both and tzuris besach. Did he mean you can do either or did he mean you got to do both? That's what the Aruch says.
There's no okay. There's no
machlekes
between the two readings
of
the Gemara.
No, there's no machlekes. So machlekes, how to read the Gemara? Are there three shitas in the Gemara? Or are there only two?
There's no nafkamina.
There is a nafkamina.
Nafkamina
is are there three shitas or not?
No, but there's no nafkamina la halacha.
There is. I'm saying in the presentation of the Gemara, are there three shitas presented in the Gemara? Are there only two?
Yeah,
I'm just saying in nafkamina also in shitas la halacha there isn't in the shitas in the Gemara. Are there three shitas or are there two? Okay.
But it's the same. There's no, what you're going to do, it doesn't make a difference.
I understand, but I'm saying there is a nafkamina ladini. Are there three shitas how to do something or are there two? That's a big nafkamina. Okay, that's 12, 13. What's the machlekes Yishonu how to understand the three Lashonos of Rava? Please get this. So let's start with the collector's item. Let's start with the collector's item sheet that's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Two of the three are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This is 13. Please get this. Well, we read the Gemara. When you chazer the Gemara, there's no indication from Rava what he's talking about. Is he talking about a case where the walls are parallel, or are they like an L? Or are they like a gamut? It's not clear from the Gemara at all, and there are three shitas on this. Okay? So the first sheet of the collector's item, let's do that first sheet, which is not quoted on Shibuli Aleket, the Shem Reb Yonason, Reb Nosson. He claims, Beferish, that it's a very, very, very unique Kiddush, that we're talking about the Sukkah is Kemavui. It's like a Mavui that is Mefulash, and therefore it's parallel walls, and in that case is where you need the Tzuris of Pesach. But it's like an L, you don't need the Tzuris of Pesach. That is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that Shita. What are the other two Shitas? Please get it. The other two Shitas is very interesting. Halacha Lamaisa and the Machaber have opened here in Siman Tuf Resh Lamed. Sif what? Sif Gimel. The Yesh Omrim says, in such a case, okay, the Yesh Omrim says, let's quote the Ramam Shita first, the Perek Tal Halacha Gimel, that you need to have a Tzuris HaBechel by both cases. Both cases. What do I mean by both cases? When it's split or when it's like a gamma? You need a Tzuris HaBechel by both. That is the Ramam Shita Beferish, and that's the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Tuf Resh Lamed Sif Beis. Sif Gimel, rather. That's the first sheet you need both. Okay? So the Rambam learns like that. It's talking about both. Rush says that's shot in the Rif, the Ritzkeis, the Baal Iter, the Smach, they all say like that. However, the second day in the Shulchan Aruch says not that way. The second day in the Shulchan Aruch is the sheet of the Ritva. He does say Machmer Tovolov Bracha, but Lamaisi points out that Rav is only talking about a case where it is an L, where it's like a gamma. That's where you need a Tzuris HaPesach. But when it's split like parallel two walls, then halacha lemaisa, you don't need Tzuris HaPesach. What do you do? Pas Arba. You do Pas Arba and Midin Lavad and you're done. Okay? And that's the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. If you do Pas Arba, that should be enough. It's a bit of a chiddush to say you need a double strength and you need Pas Arba, that is Lavad plus a Tzuris HaPesach. But that's the Rambam Shita, okay? That you need it by both. So those are the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'maaseh. Rambam says you have it on both. The Ritva says only in the case of what? Only in the case of the L. But if it's split like a Mavi, all you got to do is Pas Arba, that is considered to be Lavi. You don't have to do what? You don't have to do Tzuris HaPesach. Yes, Matthew, real quick.
In the case of Pas Arba, stronger Shikah than just a Tabasar or a Glover Dummy, or it's the same?
It accomplishes the same thing. Seven. Accomplishes the same thing, you'll have seven. Exactly. No, Rove of seven.
If you could do either, there's no like better sheet that you could do,
whichever one's easier. Yeah, I mean, you want to create a Rove, Lamais. You want to create a Rove. The Gemara distinguished between, you know, what the Gemara distinguished of Simon, that if it's split, then you have to be more creative, you have to do Pas Arba. If you have like an L, all you do is 1.1. Okay, that itself tells you the strength of each one, right? Okay, that's 13. 14. What's the Machlech Yishona with what Sukkah are we talking about? Give the three Shitas. What do you mean, what Sukkah are we talking about?
Parallel.
So the Gemara says, Zemachlech Machlech in Rishonim, but what do you mean, Be'ez Sukkah, Badin, B'man Nechlech, Be'ez Sukkah, B'dubar, give the what? Give the three Shitas, okay? What are we talking about, Halacha L'maaseh, okay? What are we talking about, Halacha L'maaseh, all right? B'man Nechlech Rishonim, like Be'ez Sukkah, B'dubar, give the three Shitas. So it's interesting, halacha lemaisa, on this din, right? On this halacha do you need, we said there's three Shitas on this Shaila, yeah? We said, I think
the 13 is 14 and the second half is 12 is 13.
I don't think so, lemaisa. I don't think so. Because we said that, okay, let's, we did 12 as the three Lashonos, right?
13 with the Lashonos.
No, but what's up, how do you understand the three Lashonos are Rav? We had a Machlech Rishonim about that.
I thought that was Rav Rishonim versus Aruch, and then the three Lashonos of what Sukkah.
In other words,
we just didn't.
I think what I said, 12 is that, according to Rashi and Tosis, what are the three Lashonos? No. What we just did, again, let's get this straight. 14 we just did. 14 we just did with the three Shitas. Okay? 14 we just did with the three Shitas. Okay? 13, Lamaisa, 13 is what we're talking about. A situation is that we were Masber, Halacha Lamaisa, is the other Rishonim. Okay? The other Rishonim that said there was a Machlech is the Balamor. Okay, so that's what we covered 12, 13, and 14. Again, 12 is what are the three Lashonas of Rav Lefi Rashi Taisis that they're all arguing with one another, right? That they're all arguing with one another. The truth is that we set over the whole Gemara, Halach Lamais. The first Lashon, the second Lashon, fine. We set over 12 is just
what's
the three
Lashon.
No, 12 is the three Lashonos. No, I want to get this week. Please get it.
Right.
Number 12, the three Lashonos are what we remind of Rashi Taisis, which was what? The first sheet is what? First sheet is that chetzi tevach here, chetzi tevach here. What's the second sheet? Second sheet is either or, but the either or is that what? A kol shu. And what's the third sheet? Third sheet is you got to do both. Third sheet is you got to do both. That's number 12, okay? Number 13 is each sheet a different sheet that they're arguing? Or is it the aruch that the two lashonos argue what the third is? 14 is what? 14 is what we just said. Is it going on what? Mavi Mufulish or not? Only two of the three are quoted Shulchan Aruch. Very good. Okay, that's 15. What's the, now we're up to 15. What's it then when the third wall is Shiva Tvachim? Do you need Surah of Pesach or not? We said according to Rava, Rava so loves the concept of Surah of Pesach so much, does he need it all the time? We said absolutely not. We said that Shitas Rava, Halacha Lamaisa, doesn't require Surah of Pesach. The Ritva, the Ryan all pointed out, Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, that if you have a sukkah that's seven tefachim wide, the wall, you do not need a Tzuris HaPesach at him. You're done already. There's no chiv to always make a Tzuris HaPesach in a sukkah. There's no reason to require a Tzuris HaPesach all the time in a sukkah. Even if the sukkah is made in four walls and you got to jump in from the hole, that's fine. There's no requirement. Don't misinterpret Rava that you need always a Tzuris HaPesach. That's what the Ryan, the Ritva all point out. That's number 15. Okay. 16. Let's go, guys. All right? Number 16. What's the din about Tzuris HaPesach? I'll call a dolphin. Must the Tzuris HaPesach go from wall to wall?
Yes.
Yes or no? Or is it enough just to go up there and shiv it fucking? So what's the din in that? So we said according to Rashi, Rashi said beferish. It has to go along the whole third wall. He said it beferish. On Zion Amid Aleph. And the Ritva says, Allah Lamaisa, the Ritva writes, that if the width of the third wall is more than 10 amas, he wanted a tiny, he need to have two doors. Because we said a Pesach that's more than 10 amas is not good. That's what the Rav Yoh writes. The Rav Yoh writes, he says, what was the Chiddush of Shlish Afilu Tefach? If the whole dolphin is a Surah Pesach, then you already have a whole dolphin. Kol HaTerakula Surah Pesach is good. So therefore, there's no way, says the Rav Yoh, Rashi's absolutely right, you don't need a Surah Pesach along the whole thing. All it's got to be a Shiva Tefachim. He says, though, if you have a Pirtz that's bigger than Esar Amas, then he says what? That's already too much, and you're going to have to what? You're going to have to break that down, make sure you have two doors. Halacha l'maisa. The Rav Yoh. That's the Rav Yoh. That's correct. That's the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh says...
Meaning a fourth opening?
Yeah, because... No. Again, Nachmo. According to Rashi, Rashi says you need to have Tzuris HaPesach, Kinega, Kol HaDof, and Shlishis. And the Ritva says, because if it's more than 10 Amas, then you're going to need two Pesachim. So, halacha l'maisa, he said, we paskin a Pesach that's more than 10 Amas, not a Pesach. Okay, so the Ritva says the third wall should be connected to a dolphin. The Rav Yoh says that's ridiculous. Let's get this, Matthew. The Rav Yoh says you don't have to be connected to a dolphin. All you need is to be Sheva, because if it's connected to a dolphin, then if it's connected to a thing, then what's the Chiddush of a Shlish Safilu Tefach? Okay, you got me? Let's go. I'm going to say it again. Write it down.
Got it.
One more time. Rashi says the Tzuris HaPesach has to be from wall to wall, from here to here. The Ritva says, just make sure it's not too big. Not wider than 10 amas. It's wider than 10 amas, you're going to have to what? Make two doors. It's too wide. Halacha l'maisa. The Rav Yoh says, I don't understand. What do you mean, afilu what? That has to go connected the whole thing. As long as you do connected shiva tefachim, that's fine. If you do connected the whole thing, that's already a dolphin and call it terakula. And the Rav Yoh says, there's no need to have a tzuris ha-pesach called a dolphin. It's enough to have a tzuris ha-pesach baruch of arba tefachim. That's a collector's item sheet I want you to get. There's a third sheet to Bini that says the Tzuris HaPesach only has to be Arba Tefachim. That's all. Halacha l'maisa. And we said an amazing thing. We said, what's the classical Tzuris HaPesach? Konamikan, the Konamikan, the Kana Agabayan. He wants to say that the Schach can cover Agabayan. You don't need a Kana Agabayan. That's what the Rav Yoh writes Beferish. Please get that. He says, the Pia Schach is Yarev Yisoyim, it's not a problem. Okay, so I'm going to chazer this over one more time. When we talk about Tzuris HaPesach, we said according to Rav in the previous question, you don't have to have it, Mamish. You have four walls, it's fine. It's when it's needed you have to have it. That was what, number four, what, 15? 16 is, we want to know, is do you need the Tzitzit Pesach? When you're going to use it, can I get the Kol HaDofen? Rashi says yes. The Ritva says, just make sure the Pirtza, the opening is not bigger than 10. Because with 10, bigger than 10, you're going to have to close, you have to make two doors to break it down that each space shouldn't be what? Shouldn't be bigger than, wider than 10 amas. Comes along the Ravi, says, I don't understand something. I argue with Rashi. If you have Tzitzit Pesach, Kol HaDofen, then Lamaisa, there's no nishin a shlish safilu tefach. So the teretz is that what you only need shlish safilu tefach. You only need it what the tzuris about kenegat shivat tefachim. That's all. Because if it was the whole way, then there's no shlish safilu tefach. Because we said a classical tzuris about is less than the tefach on each side. So that's the chiddush we want to bring out. However, the Rav Yoh did say, Allah Lamaisa b'shem who the Riva that only has to be sure of how much. Arba Tvachim, not Keneged Shiva. So you have Kol HaDofen, you have Shiva, and then you have Arba Tvachim. Right. And the Riva, Rav Yoh B'Shem, the Riva, and to top it all off of the Rav Yoh's Chiddush, is that you don't need a Kara Agabeya because the Shach will service that. Okay, when you use the Tzuris HaPesach. Yes, Avon.
According to the Riva, that the Tzuris HaPesach only has to be four Tvachim.
Yes.
And one of the opinions of Rava is that that you have the
yes.
So the Tefach Silchik is already four Tefachim total. So why?
No, this is assuming Lamaisa, how we paskin Lamaisa. This is assuming how we paskin, remember? You're saying, what do you do the Tzuris HaPesach for at all already? Yeah, it's assuming, let's assume that this is a Chiddush within the sheet that it says all you need is the Tzuris HaPesach. Okay? That's a shayla. I didn't give it to you, Lamaisa, but the truth of the matter is the story that the Gemara gives. What was the story? Who was it? Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana did what? Didn't Rav Kahana do both? So Rav Ashi says, what are you doing both for? Just do one. So obviously Rav Ashi held one was enough, no? Yeah. But most Rishonim Paskin, you need to do both, like we said, in the story. But Rav Ashi's the latest Amora, he seemed to go like the second Lush, and either one was good. So there was a minority of opinion Rishonim that said you can either do either or, okay? But you're asking good. According to that Rishon, they need, what's the Svar of Arba Tvachim? You already have 1.1 plus what? What'd you say?
Plus
2.9. So what are you accomplishing? Halach lamais. Okay? So let's assume it's within that Shita. Okay? All right. Very good. That's number what? That was number 16. 17. What does Tyson say in Dimasco Va'ena? Let's get it. What does Tyson say in Dimasco Va'ena Niteris? So Tyson's points out the following, right? What was when we added a Hosafa on the Teretz of Tisus? Tisus had a tremendous Chiddush, and then we pointed out it fit in good with what we've been learning. What does Tisus say? Tisus says, I got a problem here. He says that Halacha L'maisa, for having a Tzuris HaPesach, what do I need? All it has to be strong enough is to hold a what? A door of Kash. Yud Aleph and Beis, a door of straw. That's all it has to be strong for. So I don't understand. Why on earth do you need Chetzi Tefach here and Chetzi Tefach here? Tzuris HaPesach classically doesn't have to have a Chetzi Tefach here. We're asking on the first Lashon HaRava. First Lashon HaRava, you cut the what? One pole is a Chetzi Tefach, the other pole is a Chetzi Tefach. Forget about that. For the din of what? For the din of what? Of Tzuris HaPesach, all you need is Kol Shu on each one. As long as it's strong enough to hold up a door of Kash. So Tosfos give the answer, please get it. He says a little bit more than that. He says, we're machmer what? Because divina mechitzas hanikaros. You need recognizable walls.
What
17. You need recognizable walls. If you have recognizable walls, there's no way you're going to get the job done with a kol shu. Each one has to be a chetzi tefach. And this fit well in with what? With our building up always between Hilchos Shabbos and Chasukah. Hilchos Shabbos, all you need is an enclosure. Chasukah, you need a dofen. Each one's got to be a chetzi tefach. It's got to be nikar. We were bothered by the Lashon Hichmiru, though, you know what I mean? Remember that? We were bothered by that. Hichmiru is Mashmid Rabbana. This is a Dindi Raisa, no? So I don't know if I mentioned that originally in Shir, but I'm bothered by the Lashon Hichmiru, because this is a Dindi Raisa, no? It's a Dindi Raisa that you're going to have to see Nichetzi Tefach. Unless you say no. Dindi Raisa is a Tefach, and the Rabbana filled in the blank. That's Chetzi here, Chetzi here. That's, I think, I want to say it now. I think that's a better way to say it. Because Ichmiru means a Lashon Drabonon. You got what I'm saying?
I think he says that in a different
He said on a different dial. I'm saying it now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm saying it now here on that. Hechmiru, I'm already saying it here. Hechmiru means the Rabbana. You got it, Tzvi? Midir Raisa, you need a Tefach. The Rabbana broke it down, Chetzi Chetzi. And it makes it Nikaros. Excellent. That's our Ha'ara we said on the Hosaf on the Teretz HaTais. That's 17. 18. What does the Ramah say about Mechitzas of Sukkah? Let's go, guys. The Ramah says plain and simple. You know what? Don't get fancy. It says people don't know these halachas. They don't know Daf Zion like we know. The Ramah's smiling down from us from Shamayim. He's proud of us that we know this Gemara on Daf Zion. But you know what he says? Most people don't know Daf Zion. And the Ramah writes simply, Hagov and Nogu Achsel says Mechitzas Shlemis. Don't get fancy. Make complete walls. Kein abakol bekin medin amechitzas. Everyone's not a baki mechitzas kobo. Mishen lo kenei letzarkle mechitzas. You don't have enough wood. Is it better to make three complete ones or four incomplete? Better to do three complete ones. Don't start messing around with incomplete walls. Okay? If you only have enough wood to make three complete walls, better than making four incomplete walls. That, get that Ramah, please. That's number 18, 19. What are the 2 days? And the Shulchan Aruch, the Gavi Sukkah, Mefulish. What are the 2 days of the Gavi Sukkah, Mefulish? So I said it over to you. We said it when we did the 3 days. But let's say it again. The first day in the Shulchan Aruch was what? That you need to have both. Yes? First sheet is you need to have both. When I'm talking about Mefulish, I said the Shtei Dez Sukkah Mefulish. What's a Sukkah Mefulish? Parallel walls. Do you need both or not? Do you need both or not? Do you have to have the Pas Arba? Yes? You need the Pas Arba and you need a Tzuris HaPesa? First Shita says yes. Whose Shita was that? The Rambam. What's the second Shita? Second Shita is the Ritva that says you don't need Tzuris HaPesa and you only need Pas Arba. That's it. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? And we know it. We know there's a Stam and Yeshomer. Who do you all like? Stam. And therefore the first day it seems to be the Iker Shita like the Rambam. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks it out. He says, Yais L'Hachmer Kedei Rishoni. He says it
B'Feirish. Is that why
Shulchan Aruch
brings the Yeshomer to show that it's good to be
mad?
Like what?
Well, a lot of times he quotes different sheets, but here we're holding. Whatever he holds, it. He held it was a good shot in the sugya, but he held it, didn't think that was a good shot. He says Yesh Lachmer Kesfar Rishoner. Okay, yes, go ahead. So what's the psak? You should do both. Pas Arba and Tzuris HaPesach. What'd you say? 19 is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Tuf Reish Lamed Sif Gimel. If you have a split sukkah. What do you need to do? First day in the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rambam, you need to do Pas Arba plus the Tzuris HaPesach. Both. Okay? Shiten Konami Apas Al HaDofen Echad. You have to do both. You make a dofen that has a Pas Arba, Umashu, and then also you got to do a Tzuris HaPesach. Okay? Second sheet of the Shulchan Aruch says, no, you don't have to do Tzuris HaPesach. Pas Arba is enough. Second sheet is the Ritva. And the Mishnah Berurah says we pass like the first day of classically Stam Yeshomer, we go like the Stam, and that's considered to be good, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? Yes? Yes? Because it says Omer Chachamim Mimi. It's strange though. Tefach's Diraisa. The utilization you're saying. Which Rashi did you remask him?
The Ena and Interes. Amar Rabba and Interes. The Ena and Interes.
I mean, the end of that Rashi, you mean?
Yeah.
Gazelle Tefach Omer Chachamim. But the lesson is, Tefach there's Diraisa though. But I hear what you say. Could be. Tefach's Diraisa, which we'll get to. The Shear of Tefach. Okay, that's 19. 20, guys. Let's go. Come on, guys. Let's go. Let's rev it up. Let's go. Number 20, we're up to. Okay, let's go. You guys don't have college today.
Sure we do.
Forget about the college. We're going to... Let's go. All right, ready? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Number 20. Let's go. What's the Chiddush of Migu? What's the Chiddush? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, Donnie. What's the Chiddush of Migu and Masbirth? Call three Dinim. What's the Chiddush of Migu? Rava came along and said Migu. Let's get it. Rava said an amazing Chiddush of Migu. What's Migu? Migu literally means the word since. I want you to get the three dinim, Izzy. Let's get it down. The three din of Amigu. Let's go.
20?
Number 20. The first din of Amigu is, two and a tefach is good for a sukkah. What do you need for Ochel Shabbos to make Rosh Hashanah? Three walls. But since two and a tefach is good for sukkahs, Chol HaMoed, Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, it also makes it Rosh Hashanah. You can carry within the sukkah, no problem. Hilchos sukkah contributes to Ilchos Shabbos, creates a kula. Because Tuna Teva is a good sukkah for sukkah, so it makes it into Rosh Hashanah for Ilchos Shabbos. Even though classically on a regular Shabbos, you need three walls according to Rashi and the Rivan. It's a tremendous kiddush. That's the first din. That's where sukkah contributes to Shabbos. Let's go the other way with the other two dinim. Number one, Shabbos compares to what? Shabbos contributes to sukkah. If you have a mavui that has a lechi, halacha lemaisa, if you have a mavui that has a lechi, let's say, and Hilchos Shabbos, that's enough, and Hilchos Sukkah, that's also enough. Even though it's not really a what, a tefach, doesn't make a difference. A lechi classically is a kolshu, I don't care. Since it was good by what? Shabbos, it's good by sukkah. That's where Shabbos contributes to sukkah. What's the third din? The third din is sukkah on pase biros. If you make skach on top of pase biros where you have the wall, the well in the middle, and you make those four indentations, the human on the four corners, since in Hilchos Shabbos, halacha mishmasina, that forms Rosh Hashanah, so too in Hilchos Sukkah, if you put skach on top of that, it makes it good. That's the second din where Shabbos contributes to Erevin. This is how you become a Talmud Chacham Gadol. You chazer in your mind outside, you know, tell me what's on Daf Zayin. I'll tell you the three din of the Migu. The first din is Sukkah contributes to Shabbos. The second and third din is that what? Shabbos contributes to Sukkah. You got that, Marty? That's how you become a Lamdi. Well, I don't know. I learned it. What do you have to be able to say it over. You can't say it over. Clearly, you don't know it. You got that? That's how you know things. Okay? What'd you say? Yes. Yes, and there's another din. There's another din. Matthew's correct. What's the other din? There's actually three dinim. Well said. I wrote it wrong. I wrote Tang Tazbir Koshlos dinim. Change that to four dinim.
Wait, what's
there's a third din that what Shabbos contributes to what? Sukkah. What's the third din?
What do I mean?
No. The din is the following. The din is the following, Matthew. On the Amud Beis, we said that Amud Merubah LaParetz is normally needed for Ilchos Shabbos. But Ilchos Sukkah, what do you need? Paritz Merubah LaAmud is good by Sukkah. So that contributes even to Shabbos. So there are two dinim each way. The two dinim that contribute Sukkah from Shabbos is two and a tefah is good by Sukkah, contributes to Shabbos to make it Rosh Hashanah. The second din is that what? Paritz Merubah LaAmud, more space than wall, is good by Sukkah. That contributes to what? Shabbos, that'll still make it Rosh Hashanah. Halach L'maisa, and Hilchos what? In Hilchos what? In Hilchos Shabbos. Okay? And then what are the two dinim that Shabbos contributes to Sukkah? A mavui with a lechi in Shabbos is good. It's a kolshu. Makes it good by Sukkah if you put schach on top of it. And the other one is what? Sukkah on pasi biros. Pasi biros is good on Shabbos. Contributes to what? Contributes to Sukkah. And where does the Gemara's lashon is? As you point out very, very astutely, Amid Merubah LaParetz Lemais in that lashon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where does it say Beferish? You have it there, no?
Second to last skinny line on Zayin.
Yeah, right there. Amud Merubah LaParetz.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says it in Farish. Yeah. Okay, good. Four dinim, not three. Please, that's a mistake. Thank you, Matthew.
We'd be Matthew.
Arba dinim. You have to be Mod Al Emes, correct?
Yeah.
Say that you're wrong, right?
I'm wrong.
Be Mod Al Emes and say you're wrong. Remember I told you that. Remember that? That Happy Days episode, right? I didn't tell you that?
Fonzie.
The Fonzie when I was a kid. There was a whole episode he couldn't say the word wrong. Raw. He couldn't say wrong because he's always right. That's not a Yid. That's not a Ben Tayer. You have to be Mod Al Emes like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken with Aaron. What did he say? I'm wrong. That's it. The stakes were high. I said that. Didn't I say it in the Mishra Shmuz? People said Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. Maybe the whole thing's a mistake. God forbid. He said, I don't want any cheshbonis. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Of course the whole thing's not a mistake. The Torah HaKadosh is from Hashem. Let's go. Number what? That's 20. 21, guys. Get this. I would asterisk this big time. Okay? 20 and 21. Okay? But you gotta know everything. Ephraim, you don't always listen. I thought you always listen. No? 21. You're not allowed to speak badly about yourself, Ephraim. Chofetz Chaim. Not allowed to speak badly about yourself. You know the story with the Chofetz Chaim.
He's divided, really.
He was on the train. He's sitting next to a guy. Guy says, Chofetz Chaim asks him, well, where are you going? He said, I'm going to visit the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, come on. You're wasting your time. What are you doing? Chofetz Chaim says, go somewhere else. Go visit another girl. Go to Bis Medrash. He keeps speaking badly about it. So the guy turns around and punched him. Punched the Chofetz Chaim. Then he gets to the town. He realizes he punched the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim said he saw from the story it's us to speak Lashon Hara about yourself.
What?
Yes, us to speak Lashon about yourself.
Why is that a problem?
Okay, let's go weiter. Anova doesn't mean you speak badly about yourself, you're just an Anov. Okay, let's go. 21, let's go, Avram, 21. Let's go. What does the Ron say? You gotta be 21.
20.
No, we did 20. Oh, I'm sorry, 20. No, we did 20. 21. What's the Chiddush of the Ron?
I need 20.
What's the Chiddush of the Ron? Please get it. The Ron says like this. The Ron asks a very powerful kasha. He says, I don't understand something. He says, you're telling me that if you have two in the tefillah, that's good for a sukkah, and that allows you to carry in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos? He says, a shayla of skila. Why are you allowing sukkah to contribute to Shabbos to create a kula? Do the opposite.
Wait, what?
Go from Shabbos to sukkah. You're creating a tremendous kula. Two and a tef is normally not a good Rosh Hashanah. The Ron says, how did Rava know to say this gigantic Kiddush? It's a bomb kasha of the Ron. And we strengthen the kasha by saying, Safik deraisa l'chumra. Safik, again, one more time, Adam. We got to get this. The Kiddush of Rava is that two and a tef is good by a sukkah. So we say it's good by Shabbos to make it Rosh Hashanah, even though normally how many walls do you need?
Three.
But that's a tremendous kula. Why go that direction? Why don't you say Safik Deraisa L'Chumra? Why don't you say that what? By Shabbos you need three, and maybe by Sukkah you should need three. And what do we say the marker of Safik Deraisa L'Chumra was from the Sefer Haredim? Please, you got to get that. What did he say? Ubacharta b'chayim. If you have a medical issue, you go to the doctor. If you have a spiritual issue, you're machmer. The Rashba says every mitzvah has a chumra of Safik Deraisa L'Chumra. But the Sefer Haredim says Ubacharta b'chayim. So the Ron says, what is Rava talking about here? Where did he get this tremendous Kiddush? It's amazing. It's very conceptual, Kasha. I want you guys to get this.
Isn't that the whole case of the Nigu Rebbe?
No, it's not. Think about it. I was thinking what you're saying. In the cases where Shabbos contributes to Sukkah, that's not, you're starting from a point in Shabbos where that's the halacha. Here, but here we're transforming something in Shabbos to make it makel.
We did that by the group.
But what I'm saying is when you go from Shabbos to Sukkah, you're starting with a starting point. By Sukkah, there's no shayla of skila, just a mitzvah.
So is he asking the
Gemara? He's asking on the first din.
It should have been written backwards?
Yes, yes. Start with Shabbos. You have a suffix. I don't know which one to contribute. Go from Shabbos to Sukkah. You got that? That's what the Ron's asking. Suffix deraisa l'chumra. Dover, you got this? It's a bomb kasha to Ron. So the Ron says the following. You guys got to get this. This is that's still 21. So the Ron says like this. The Ron answers the following Kiddush. It's an amazing answer. He basically says like this. He says, Hashem gave us 7 days of Sukkot. One of those 7 days is Shabbos Chol HaMoed. And don't tell me there's a new set of rules for Shabbos Chol HaMoed as opposed to the other days by a Sukkah. And if the Torah says what? One set of rules, you better bet your bottom dollar that what? That if it's good regarding Sukkah, it's going to be good regarding Shabbos. And therefore he writes, that he says, even by Sukkot, which is us, L'Tatav Yeraisa, Paritz, is Merumat Al-Amad, he says, it doesn't care. It's Mutter Allah L'Maisa. On a classical Shabbos, it would be a problem, but on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, it's a Migu L'Kula, not L'Chumra. And therefore he says, an amazing Kiddush. So you can't tell me that there's two settled dinim that Shabbos Chol HaMoed is different. If two and a tef is good on other days of Sukkot, you better bet your bottom dollars in Shabbos Chol HaMoed as well. And that is the Kiddush of the Migu. You got it? It's a Geshmak at Teretz. That's a Ron. Izzy, you got it? Okay.
I don't understand why the question was difficult in the first place.
Because, Adam, I want to tell you, when you talk about Isser Skeel, it's scary. So classically in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you always need three walls. So you're telling me on Shabbos I can carry in my sukkah, I only have two in a tefach. So that's a tremendous chiddush that Rav is saying.
So you're saying since Shabbos is...
Shabbos is more chomer than sukkah. Sukkah is a mitzvah. It's important, but it's not a chiv skila. If you don't do it, it's a bitul mitzvah sesay. So that's the chiddush that the Ron says. Okay, that answers number 21. 22. What's the hezber of the Ritva and the Porat Yosef? Please get it. The Ritva gives a different answer. The Ritva says very beautifully, he says, we already have seen the Torah was Mekel. Where was the Torah Mekel? Donnie, where was the Torah Mekel? By a dolphin, all you need is a tefach. You don't need a complete wall. So that's a flag, that's an indicator that in Hilchos Sukkah, we always go what? We always go Lekula. Because the Torah mandates that only a tefach is needed for one of the walls, that shows we go lekula. So if that shows we go lekula, so the migu can be said to what come up with a kula, further kula, that will even affect Hilchos Shabbos. Because the Maaseh Hilchos Sukkah, the directive, the GPS is what lekula, because there's a special halach of dofen, which is a tefach.
He's saying had the halach of Moshe B'Sinai been like arba, then we would have had machmir.
Yeah, because normally we need a full wall, seven, right? Now you only chop down to a tefach, you see that there's a kula. Okay, what's the answer to the Pora Yosef? One sec, Benny. What's the answer to the Pora Yosef? The answer to the Pora Yosef is as follows. He says also a very interesting Terence. I want you to get this. He says the fact that the Torah, Lemaisa says, the Torah always speaks in a what? In a positive way. In other words, the Torah is not going to say, oh, the fact that it doesn't work on Shabbos, therefore who it did not, is not going to work in Sukkah. The Torah doesn't say when it's not a dolphin. The Torah tells you when it is a dolphin. And if the Torah tells you 2 and a tefach is fine, that means you go from Sukkah to Shabbos. You don't go from when it's not a dolphin, and therefore what? From the Chol Shabbos to Chol Sukkah. That was the Svara of the Porat Yosef. I thought it was interesting, because you work with what? You work with a positive way. Okay, that's 22. Yes, Benny, go ahead.
No, I just...
Okay, you got it? Okay, that's 22. Let's go, 23. What's a machlokas Yishonim l'gavi amabui medubar sheish bo lechi? Okay? What was the machlokas Yishonim we said about that? We're talking about a
3 or 2, right?
Oh, we said like this. No, exactly. Very good. Is it befoolish or is it sasim? Okay? You say it like, say the halakha l'maisa. Tosis on the top of Amud Beis says it's 3... walls, 2 and a wall like this. Okay? That's Taisa Shita. Taisa Shita that saw some from 3 directions. But what did you do? What did you do though?
Cut down?
No, you only put the schach. You remember the picture? The schach did not go all the way back to the back wall.
Alright.
Correct. And therefore, halach lemaisa, it really has a sukkah, only has 2 walls and a lechi. That's the chiddush. That's Taisa. What did Rashi say? Rashi said it's mefoolish, befeirish. Mefulis mistake stadim, and you have one, you have lechi on one side, and the other one you didn't do any tikkun. So it's a beferish machlekes. Rashi Taisus, please get it.
Are we looking perish high with us to the bechina?
No. Okay, that's 23. Okay, 24. What's the marsha say? Legabe mavu sheish bo lechi. Legabe what? Legabe sukkah. What did the marsha say? Marsha said, you know, if I didn't have Taisus, I would have said much simpler. What would I have said? No, that the schach only went halfway. Remember we said, you could say that there are 3 walls, but the schach only goes halfway. I mean, you got a wall here, a wall here, and a wall here. And therefore, what? That's what I would have said, says the marshal. So Mavli saw some from 3 sides, but only have schach across half the width.
And therefore what?
Therefore it's good because it's a lechi. It's 3 walls, and you're allowing a lechi. Well, even with Apsal Yotzei Lamais, under the sukkah has a kosher, where your 3 walls, right? You have 1, 2, and you have what? You have 3, right? But you need the what? The problem is that what? It's not, the schach is only covering what? Sas only covering half the what? It's a mavli sasam is 3 ruchos, but you only do half the width, mitzad echad. Chol orach mirosha mavli ad sofa, the sad sasam. So in that case, you're saying is that 3... you're utilizing what? What are you utilizing there? It's only 2 walls. Think about it.
It's not 2 walls.
Look, you have 3 walls here. Forget about this as being a wall. Right. You're only going across this way.
It's 2 walls and a lechi.
It's 2 walls and a lechi. Correct. And that fits beautifully. This wall, and I'm putting a lechi here. It's 2 walls and a lechi. No. Again, think about it. No, you have the picture, right? You remember the picture we saw? The picture in the sukkah, okay? The picture in the sukkah. No, the way. I'm going to explain it to you, okay? On daf Zion of a base, okay? Right here. Here, take a look at this. On Zion of a base, on Zion of a base, right here, it says, right here, you see this? See this picture, Matthew? Let everyone look at this picture.
Yeah.
See, it doesn't go all the way back? Says the marshal, let it go all the way back, but let the schach stop in the middle. You got that? So that's the back, this, and a lechi. That's what the marshal says. Okay. Fine, that answers number 24. 25. Let's go. Why did we got to get the Chumash soon? Okay, we'll pick it up on Sunday. Guys, I want you, everyone's got to be here on Sunday. Okay, it's the last Sunday of the semester. You should never miss Sundays. I want you all there. Now, Monday, Sunday, I'm going to give out the slots. We're going to do it from 9 to 12. We'll do it from 9 to 12, then from 12:30 to 2:30, and then we'll do it from 3 to 4:30. So it'll be 20-minute slots, okay? So first come, first serve. I'll put out the sheet in Seder, okay? On Tuesday. Monday, I have to give early shear because I got to speak. There's a Yom Mion for Yeshiva and Psaic, so Rav Schechter and Rav Willig are going to be there, Shlita. So Rav Schechter's doing Rav Willig Shlita on Monday, so I have to speak in between them. So I want you to... We have to have early shear because I got to be back in Psaic by 12:45. No, Monday we're going to have shear. What do you mean every day? We only have Monday. Tuesday's the Bechina. Tuesday's the Bechina. Yeah, you can come. Why not? Listen. So we're going to have shear on Monday at 10:30. 10:30. We'll have shear. Okay. 10:30 on Monday and Sunday regular time 11:30. Okay, let's go. Then we got to get to Chumash soon. 24. 25. Why does the Rif leave out? What does Mashmid mean?
Leaves out.
Why does the Rif leave out the din of Rava? And what does the Rush say and what does the Ran say? Okay. The Rif leaves out the Migu completely. Whoa. Completely leaves it out. So you know what the Rush says to that? The Rush says, I'll tell you why he left it out. Because according to what Rava, what do you need? You need a Suras HaPesach anyway. So it's Pashut that one. You already have one. If you always require a Suras HaPesach, you have three walls anyway. You don't need to come out to a Migu. There's no reason to say the Migu. Because if I'm a Rava man, I always require a Suras HaPesach. That's the Rush. What does the Ran say? The Ran says, no way. The Ran says, the fact that the Rif didn't quote it shows to you, he says, there are those who want to say, he quotes the Ran. The Ran quotes, that the Rif left it out because it's not a full Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's, Rava said it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid and you're throwing it in there to be Chayev. But you're not allowed to carry your Sukkah. You're not allowed to carry in your sukkah. That's why the Rif left it out. Some people say that. The Ran says that's ridiculous. He says it's not true. Halacha l'maisa. Rava meant what he meant. He meant that it's a Rosh Hashanah and mamish. And you could carry within your sukkah. Not just if you threw a football in there, you're chayev. It means you could carry no problem. And he says, though, even though I feel very strongly, we said a Musar Haska from this. The Ran says, I still want you to be machmer. I don't want you to carry within your sukkah. If you only have two in a tefach on a Shabbos cholamoid. That's what the Ran said. Okay? And then 26, and then we'll go to Chumash. 26 is, what's the Shitas HaTur Legabi the Migu? You know what the Tur says? The Tur quotes the Migu, believe it or not. Even though what? Even though he quotes also you need Tzuras HaPesach, so what's going on? If he says you need Tzuras HaPesach, what's he quoting the Migu for? So the Beis Yosef says like this. He says he wanted to bring out that there's not even Nisad Rabbanan. On Shabbos, how many mechitzas makes a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, according to Rashi and the Ravid? Three. Yes? Can you carry mid Rabbanon? No, until you have a fourth wall. Yes? You need a Pas Arba B'chatzer, or you need a Lechi or a Kura B'mavui. But on Shabbos Chol Hamoed, you don't need, there was no Gzera made, and you could carry with three walls alone, straight up. Amazing. Mishum the Migu. That was the Chiddush. The Chiddush is the Torah, I hold to the Migu. Normally, classic on a regular Shabbos, you need a fourth wall because of Nisad Rabbanan. He says, not on Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Sukkos. The Migu tells me you don't need a fourth wall. That's why the Torah says the Chiddush of Rava. Okay, let's get to Chumash, guys. Okay, let's go. We have Parshas Vayigash. Okay? Now, there's a lot of things in Musar here which are very powerful. Number one. You know, we've talked a lot about not being a phony and being an emissary person. And basically, Yosef says to them, a famous Beis Halevi, he says, Oy l'yom adin, oy l'yom ha'ochacha.
It's the Yachim.
He says to the brothers, you know, he says, you're worried about Yaakov, you Yehuda? Were you guys worried about him when you sold me? Oy l'yom adin, oy l'yom ha'ochacha. Woe is to the yom adin, woe is to the yom ha'ochacha. Yom adin is the aveira you do. The tochacha is what all the things that this aveira caused. And he says basically to them, get real. Look yourselves in the mirror, he basically is giving him Musar. And he says, you know, don't give me this business. You weren't concerned about our father when you sold me. You didn't go above the letter of the law to take me out of the pit. So don't give me this business. And that's a big Musar haskel to all of us. How we act, especially when we look in the mirror in the morning when we get up. Are we really being authentic and real? This is something I want everyone to think about. Halacha l'maaseh. And that's what Yosef is telling us. Now, you don't have to combine it, but I will tell you that the Rabbeinu Bechai writes in next week's Parsha, since we won't be able to say the semester's over already, the Rabbeinu Bechai Taka writes Yosef was never Mokhlem. Chumash never says he was Mokhlem. Because he wasn't Mokhlem, that calls Asara Harugim Malchus. Now, we can't judge Yosef, but he was completely hurt by them. And it comes out right now by him saying, you know what? All the Yom Adin, all the Yom Tochacha. I mean, you know, you guys got to get real, basically, he's saying. Okay? And he asked this kasha very strongly, Lamaisa, to the brothers. So that's the first Musar Haska I want you guys to realize. We always must be honest about ourselves, to ourselves, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu really what? We know his signature is only what? His signature is only Emes. Correct. That's the first Musar I wanted to say from the parsha. Second, let's get it. Yosef meets Yaakov for the first time after 22 years. And Yaakov says, Kriya Shema. And they hug. If it was Man Kriya Shema, they both should have said Shema. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is a very powerful word. It's hard to say this, but it's true. And you'll see it, God willing, when you get older and get married. And have children, Mr. Shem. Who loves each other more? Does a parent love a child more, or does a child love a parent more? There's no doubt, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that a parent loves a child more than a child loves the parent. Okay, it's hard to say it, but you'll see it, Mr. Shem. And it's definitely true. So I want to tell you something. We have a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, loving Hashem. The way the Rambam describes it is it has many manifestations. I love my wife, I love my kids, right? I love my parents, my dad, Al Lashon, my mom, right? These are all manifestations of loving Hashem. They're all manifestations of loving Hashem. I love the Talmidim. They're all manifestations of loving Hashem. But he had such an outpour of love for his son, he hadn't seen in 22 years, he said, whoa, this is out of the rubric of Avas Hashem. He thought it was too much. And he needed a reorientation. And this Shema was a reorientation that the father needed. The son didn't need it. Because once you start talking about Ava, that's out of that framework and that rubric of Avas Hashem, you need a reorientation. And that was the Kriya Shema that Yaakov said. That's why Yaakov said it and not Yosef. Reb Chaim says that he didn't say Kriya Shema all through the derech because it was Hashem told him to go down there. So Osef mitzvah put him in the mitzvah. Once he got down there, he had missed saying Shema so much he'd love to say it. That's a different shot. But I want you to get that musar about Avas Hashem. Okay? That notion of Avas Hashem is all within. It's a very interesting. The Rambam talks about how you're supposed to. What's the notion of Avas Hashem? You fall in love with a woman, you want to marry her. You think about her in a. I'm not talking about a not sneeze, but in a good way. Because that's what you think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shvi Hashem the Negev Sof. The Rambam gives that a dugma. But it's not just a dugma. It's an example under the rubric of Avas Hashem. And that's what Yaakov is bringing to the table. Okay. Also, number three. You know, this notion about caring about other people is not just stam. Why do you think Serach Bas Usher lives forever? She sees her grandfather so depressed, and she doesn't want him to die when he finds out Yosef's alive. She plays the harp. If you have real care about someone, you know what? And you do it in such a high and a pure and pristine level, maybe you'll never die. And Serach Bas Usher's the Raya. If you really care about someone. Why is Eglah Rufa such an important mitzvah? That was the sugya. Wasn't that the sugya? Because when the Maharal says Eglah Rufa, means you give a guy directions. You know how some guys never can have time for you for directions? It's a terrible aveira. That's part of a knas sorkin. You malava the guy. You know where to go. You walk him out. You know how to walk. You know how to drive. I don't have time for you. That's ridiculous. A guy that's going on the ways by himself, you want to make him part of the tzibor. You care about him. That's why Eglah Rufa. Someone got killed. The city obviously wasn't what? It's hospitable. And caring about other people. And that was the sugya. The sugya, they always felt that. And the truth is that this notion of feeling for other people is critical. You have to feel for other people. You know what the best raya for that is? Also in our parsha. Yosef and Binyamin, when they greet each other, they're crying for each other, yes? They cry on each other's shoulders. What does Rashi say? Excellent. Beis HaMikdash is Binyamin, and Mishkan Shiloh is Yosef. Yes? They're crying for each other. Now think about that for a moment. What would happen if Mishkan Shiloh would have lasted? There would have been no Beis HaMikdash. Would have hurt Binyamin. No, I don't care. You're vying for another job, the other guy gets you, you're happy for him. And what would have happened if what? If the Beis HaMikdash was, you know, didn't exist, Mishkan Shiloh. They're crying for each other even at the expense of each other. That's an amazing madrega. That means you care about other people. Do you know the Gemara has in Tainis, I think, Chav Beis HaMikdash. One of the Amoraim was over there. Forgot which one of the Amoraim. Eliyahu Navi comes in the room. So he says, asks Eliyahu Navi, who's going to get Olam Haba? Or who's in the highest madrega? So there's a big room with a lot of people. You know what he points to? Two people. You know what those two people are? Batchanim. They make people happy. Rashi says, Sameach and Sameach L'Acherim. I heard from an official Shechter sleeping once. You have to make, in order to make other people happy, you got to be happy yourself. That's what Rashi writes there. But a Batchanim, someone's sad and you turn his mood and you make him happy. Such a guy gets Chelik in Olam Haba. Batchanim. That's another Musar Haskel we have to care about, be sensitive, empathy. We care about other people. A terrible tragedy in Brooklyn. It's a terrible thing that happened. The menorah family was killed. Jevra Fush Lema, who's injured, you have to care about that. Does that mean something to you? And this is what we have in the Parsha about caring with Binyamin. You know, this notion we didn't want to embarrass anyone in public too. Yosef clears everyone out of the room. He endangered his life. Busha Barabbah, we don't do. You know, you ask me, give me a marker that is the biggest Musar Haskel of how you have to be a Balmidas. I'll give you, in my opinion, the most important marker. What happened if someone takes a gun to my head and says, I'm going to shoot you and kill you unless you embarrass Mr. X in public? What's the din? So you know what Tyson Sota and the Rabbeinu Yonah and Shar Yeshiva says? Yar v'al yavur. Because Busha Rabbah's mamish-like murder. Now the Miri says not, it's just a Musar in the Gemara. Doesn't mean it halachically. The Ramah seems to say like the Miri, that you don't have to. But according to Tyson, Sota, and Rabbeinu Yonah, you have to let yourself be killed. Yosef was willing to let himself be killed not to embarrass anyone in public. That's the Midas Tavis that we have to have. And you have to be a person that never gives up. The Meshech Chachma writes in our parsha, Hashem appears to Yaakov, Amaros Alayla. Hashem's with us even in Golis. Hashem's with us even in Golis. And the five suits he gave us was a hint to what? Mordechai came from Binyamin. You never give up hope. Never ever give up hope. Yehush, as Rav Cohen Shlita says, it's not in what? Erechayim. No matter how difficult it is, you're never giving up. You got to put in the energy and be strong in order to do this. So just to close, the first message was what? You got to be real. Don't give me this business. You know, it happens with finals. You don't have time. A guy needs some help. I'm not saying you have to spend your whole time to help him. But balance it. Don't say, I have no time. You can't help him for 5 minutes? You happen to know the material? Come on, be real. Number two is the notion of what? Everything is under the rubric of Avas Hashem. Number three is caring for others, showing the what? Showing you care, you're sensitive. And number four is, and it never be advised for Rabin. Lastly, number four is the notion of you're never miyayish. Hashem is with us, even Mar Salila. You got to energize yourselves. You got to work. Work over Shabbos, tomorrow. Chaz are over. Know this Gemara Klor. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Let's daven Mincha. Who wants to daven for the Omid? Sweet. Yeah? Great. Okay.